I hope you can stay after the reading tonight and have some refreshments to meet Mr. Merrill. We'll be just right out in the hall. James Merrill is our last visitor for this term, but we do have one more reading. We had originally scheduled two student readings. The one for next Wednesday has been canceled, but there will be a final student reading of the year on April 15th, IRS Day. The readers will be the undergraduate students whose work has been accepted for publication in Persona magazine. But though our series is winding down, there's a great deal going on still in town. Tomorrow night, Writers at Work has fiction reading with Robert Houston, the creative writing faculty, and Susan Roberts, who's a candidate for the MFA program. On Saturday night, will be the premiere reading of a new group. The new group is called Among Other Things. Their reading will start at 7 o'clock, that's Saturday the 4th, at the Newspeak Arts Gallery. That's a new gallery at Broadway and 6th Avenue. Poet Jim Zimmerman is coming down from Northern Arizona University to read for them with one of our MFA students, Mike McGoolahan. And that's a free reading. I think they're even having some champagne afterwards. Sunday, there's two events. An autograph party for Jefferson Carter's new book, None of This Will Kill Me, Poems of Fatherhood. That's Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 at Pam Triber's store. That's Mrs. Tiggy Winkle's toy store. If you haven't been there, it is one of the special places to visit. It's at 3000 East Broadway. And Sunday evening, the continuing series, The Lamplighter Readings at Bentley's Coffee House. The readers this Sunday are Elizabeth Robertson, Sandy Florence, and Rick Kempa. That will begin at 7. Bentley's is 1730 East Speedway. I know you won't remember all of that. There's some flyers from Writers at Work around campus, and there'll be some flyers from, among other things, out on the table. Also out on the table tonight, we would like, again, to invite you to become a friend of the Poetry Center. About 170 people have become friends of the center by making donations. And we haven't made any kind of a suggestion. Any amount will make you a friend of the Poetry Center. However, if you would like to become a friend tonight, if you make a donation of $25 or more, we'd like to thank you by giving you a set of posters. I'm sure most of you have seen our posters that we had formulated for the centennial. They're on display out in the hall tonight, too. The friends are on our mailing list to receive the newsletters and the announcements of all the readings. It's not easy today, you know, to still do 20 public events each year without charging admission. So we do need some help from our friends. We appreciate if you would be considering joining us. If not tonight, I will be happy to press a flyer upon you and you can send us a check. It's our great pleasure to welcome James Merrill to the campus. His most recent books of poetry are Late Startings and The Changing Light at Sandover, which was the winner of the 1983 National Book Critics Award and the Los Angeles Times Book Award. His earlier collections of poetry include, this is an incomplete list, First Poems, The Country of a Thousand Years of Peace, Water Street, Nights and Days, The Fire Screen, Braving the Elements, Divine Comedies, Mirabelle, Books of Numbers, Scripts for the Pageant, and From the First Nine, Poems, 1946 to 1976. It's also written two novels, The Diblos Notebook and The Seraglio, and two plays. No, that's three plays, isn't it? I only have the titles of the two, The Immortal Husband and The Bait, and
The Image Maker
is the new play. Other honors and awards include membership in the National Institute of Arts and Letters, the Bollingen Prize, Pulitzer Prize, two National Book Awards. He has homes in Stonington, Connecticut, and Key West, Florida. He just showed me a picture of himself taken in Arizona when he was a child at the Arizona Inn. It's a wonderful photograph to see. We visited the inn the other night to see if he remembered any changes in the inn. It's been a long time since he was here, and we're very happy that he's consented to come for this occasion. James Merrill.